State bans on recreational marijuana use are now a step closer to going up in smoke. Californians will vote later this year on a measure allowing people over 21 to possess up to an ounce of pot. Secretary of State Deborah Bowen certified yesterday that the petition had received more than 500,000 valid signatures. Dan Newman is a strategist working with the campaign. He says legalizing the marijuana business could reduce drug-related arrests and help California raise some much-needed green.
It's estimated by California's tax regulators that it would bring in over $1 billion per year that could be used by a state that is obviously in dire fiscal straits right now.
The initiative would also let people grow up to 25 square feet of marijuana, and it would allow local governments to further authorize the production and sale of marijuana. Toking up in public, in the car, or around minors would still be prohibited. Community Alliances for Drug-Free Youth spokeswoman Amy Hendel says the bill still sends the wrong message.
Even if you try to slap an age limit on it, it's been proven that when perception of risk is lowered, then the amount of use goes up. How can our kids say no when the adults around them are saying yes?
Hendel says she's not convinced the bill will save money.
In 2005, the state of California spent $19.9 billion on substance abuse and addiction and only collected $1.4 billion in tax revenue. If marijuana is legalized, it's only going to add to that deficit despite the tax money that may be brought in.
Early polling shows most Californians are high on the idea. A field poll taken last April found 56% of state voters favored legalizing and taxing pot.
People understand that the current marijuana laws just simply aren't working, and that includes law enforcement officers and judges and teachers and doctors. You not only would benefit from the tax revenue, but you would also take away the business model for these violent drug cartels.
If the measure passes, it will still conflict with federal law banning marijuana use. Ariel Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.